Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Berlin, from Panorama specifically, and I'm here with Andrea Struck. Good afternoon.
Hi, Angelo. Nice to meet you again.
And Andreas, you are one of the one third of the triad that is directing this year's Panorama. Together with you is Mika Stutz and Paz Lazzaro. And how is this to work with six hands on a program?
It's wonderful. It's a very beautiful experience. We had been part of the Panorama family for many years. We worked with Wieland so long. We are very thankful that he gave us what he built up in our hands. And it's a challenging process to look at the films. We have very different backgrounds, coming from Austria, from Spain, from Germany. I'm a filmmaker, Paz comes from the production side. Michael has a lot of experience in festival work. And so we discuss the films very controversially. And it's beautiful to see other perspectives. And to find a common sense why we want to have the films in our program. And I think we have a very strong program this year with people standing up for their rights, fighting against white male power systems or normative gender roles. They stand up for finding out what their identity is. They dig into their insecurity, risking everything because they don't know where they will end up. And society is really harsh. And we admire this this courage to go to find out where you are and what you want to be.
Listen, as you said, Wieland created this a big tradition for Panorama. We work with him, so you helped him build up this tradition. Now that you are in charge, the three of you, which is the new aspect, aspects that you want to bring to the Panorama selection?
Yeah, but we love Panorama as it is, and of course we don't want to reshape the structure of the section, but of course we want to develop further. Yeah. And we want to develop it further. And our personalities are part of how we look at films. That is the difference. That is the main difference. And also that we discuss the films, the three of us, together. That energy and passion, it's passion for films. We all have passion for films. And that is the major ingredient to make a strong program. I think the themes, of course, we have, our heart is for queer cinema. That is very important for us. The Teddy Awards had been invented by Manfred Salzgeber and Wieland Speck. That is very important for us. And the Teddy Awards has its home here in Panorama, but of course all sections have films competing for the Teddy Awards. This is what we fight for, what we want to bring out to the world.
You were talking about the Teddy Award, and my next question is about the LGBT films. The world is changing fast and not in a very nice way lately. So up to three or four years ago, there was this saying that maybe gay film festivals were not needed anymore because the society has evolved. So do you think that gay festivals has still that strong mission to open minds and to educate people?
More and more, we have such a backlash of right-wing movements, of neo-fascism. We have films in the program talking about this subject. And, of course, we have this, presidents coming up everywhere in the world. And we really need a strong community to show queer cinema. And queer cinema is a really wide spectrum of films. We have people like Linda Quebrada this year, shown in the documentary Bisha Travesti. She understands her body as assignment to find out, like, she sees identity as a flux, like in a constant change. And I think it's very important that we have to look at our identity, and it's not, we have so many different identities, so much diversity, and we want to show people who look for alternatives to live differently, not only in queer cinema. There are also indigenous families who fight for their room and for their cultural identity. That is very important. And yes, we need these festivals. We are very, very happy that more and more festivals come up in countries where homophobia is so cruel, Yes, that's what we need.
One last question about the selection. Did you have any regrets? Or do you think this is the best possible selection you can get this year at this point?
I think it's the best possible selection we could get here at this point, looking at the world that it is, looking at that we admire the courage of the filmmakers and their protagonists to stand up for their rights. Yes, so it's a very, there's a lot of violence in the program. There is dystopia in the program where like Asian filmmakers look like in Yoko or in Kim Ki-duk's film, and they look at the end of the world, but it's like it's already reality, the end of the world, whatever end is. The end is a long end. So in that respect, I think we have a very strong program. But of course, there are so many more films we all loved. And maybe I loved films more than Paz and Michael in a different way. But I have no regrets because I saw the films and they're in my heart and I can live with them in my heart. But they are for the program. I think we did the best selection we could do for this world we live in.
Okay, so because you are the Panorama is the light for many European festivals that come to Berlin to select films. So you building the path of gay and lesbian film programming for the next years. You know that.
Yeah, of course, we are aware. We are aware of our huge responsibility. Mm. But we start with our intuition, and we start also with our passion for films, and then we look at the filmmakers, what they come up with which themes. We want to have the films going out in the world, have a long life in festivals and in distribution. And we work closely with the European film market. So we hope that all the films we show, all 47 films in this year's program, will have a long life in the world and go everywhere in corners where homophobia and where discrimination is strong.
Any kind of discrimination.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you to Andreas Turk for having been with us. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.